Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. This week, I'm talking about two more hot summer movies, one from China and one from the U.S. There's a red-hot demon who wants to live forever, and a hard-boiled detective who faces death on a daily basis. But first, a look at Canadian movies premiering at TIFF's 50th anniversary. This year, TIFF has programmed dozens of Canadian movies, far too many to mention here, but here's a brief survey of some films worth watching. First, some documentaries. In Modern Horror, director Nicole Bazouin and subject Andrea Warren challenge misconceptions about sex work and sex workers. Nina DeMadde's Red Power Rising by Shane Belcour with Tanya Talaga is about an Indigenous youth-led 90-day armed occupation in Kenora, Ontario, back in 1974. And Minsuk Lee's deeply personal film, There Are No Words, looks at her own mother's suicide and the effect it had on her and her family when she was still a child. How about some Canadian dramas? Well, first, two films set nowhere in particular. There's Honey Bunch by Madeline Sims Feuer and Dusty Mancinelli. It's a psychological thriller about a couple in an isolated rehab center. And Clement Virgo's Steal Away, which has a story described as about two princesses of a sort. From Atlantic Canada comes Skutekumujuekatik, or At the Place of Ghosts, Breton Hanum's eerie thriller about two Mi'kmaq brothers confronting their past, and Andy Hines' Little Lorraine, a crime thriller about drug smuggling in a Cape Breton mining town. Well, there are two Quebec movies that look really promising. Philippe, the great Philippe Falardeau's Lovely Day, is a comedy drama about the events leading up to a wedding. And Mathieu Denis' The Cost of Heaven is a shocking true crime family drama that actually took place in Montreal in 2012. I'm really looking forward to seeing what two young Toronto directors are up to for their next movie. Chandler Levac's Mile End Kicks is a romantic comedy about a music critic who moves to Montreal to get her life in order. And Matt Johnson's Nirvana, the Band, the Show, the Movie is a comedy about, I believe it's about a failed cover band in Toronto trying but failing to play a set at the Rivoli. Bloodlines is Gail Maurice's singular same-sex Métis love story from the prairies. And Tasha Hubbard's Meadowlarks is a real-life drama about four Indigenous siblings separated by the 60s scoop who are getting back together again in Banff, Alberta for the first time in 50 years. And finally, from the north, the far north, comes Oscar winner Zacharias Kunuk's The Wrong Husband, an Inuit historical drama slash folktale set 4,000 years in the past. These are just a sample of some of the many Canadian films premiering at TIFF. Ne Jia 2, written and directed by Zhao Zi. It's hundreds of years ago, somewhere in China, when demons and gods still roam the earth. Two supernatural beings, the fiery and impetuous Ne Zha and the calm and focused Ao Bing, once rivals, now find themselves in the same situation. They're both bodiless, floating around like ghosts. And if they don't get their bodies back soon, they will cease to exist. Once they're reborn, if it works, if they pass three tests, they can drink the potion of immortality. Fortunately, a magical cure involving a giant, colorful lotus blossom drenched with, frankly, semen-like fluid can bring them back to life. Unfortunately, it works for Ne Zha, but not for Ao Bing. And Ne Zha needs Ao Bing's steady hand to pass all the trials. So they come to a compromise. Ao Bing's spirit will share Ne Zha's body and they'll work together to try to pass the tests. But can they do it? And can they resist the four dragons, cooperate with the old man of the south in his floating jade castle, stay out of the cauldron of fire, and fight off the thousands of evil demons who may try to eat them? Okay, Ne Zha 2 is an animated kids movie straight out of China about a rambunctious little red devil with pointy teeth, a wide mouth, and fierce eyes. It's a sequel and is immensely popular in East Asia, even more so than the original. Ne Zha 2 has only played in IMAX in China, but has already cleared $2 billion. That's $2 billion. There's tons of Chinese cultural and folklore and historical stuff that you probably won't understand, but I think kids will get it. Lots of jokes that these kids will laugh at about farts and piss and vomit. There are dozens of characters voiced, this is the English version, by stars like Michelle Yeoh. And the animation is usually great, especially on the giant screen. But there are scenes where the background doesn't match the characters, which is a bit off-putting. And it's 2.5 hours long, which is a big chunk of your time. So if you're curious about what the most popular animated film ever looks like, now's your chance. Honey, Don't, directed by Ethan Coen. It's a hot summer's day in Bakersfield, California, so hot you could fry an egg on the trunk of a car. But you wouldn't want to fry an egg on this one. It's upside down in the desert with the wheels still spinning, a woman dead inside. An accident or murder? Honey O'Donohue, P.I., played by Margaret Qualley, is there to investigate. And so is a police detective named Marty, played by Charlie Day, who practically drools whenever Honey is around. To his eyes, she's a tall glass of water, and he wants a sip. But he's barking up the wrong tree. Honey only sleeps with women, and usually one-night stands. And she's not just a pretty face. She's sharp, with a dry wit, a hard drinker who can deck any gunman without breaking a nail. She's at the crime scene because the dead woman in the car is her client. She hired Honey because she felt she was in danger. Turns out she was right, and dead bodies are piling up for unknown reasons. All roads lead to a deeply corrupt and lascivious preacher named Drew Devlin, who clearly has the devil in him, with wanton sex with parishioners and a side hustle selling drugs for the French mafia. He's played by Chris Evans. So Honey enlists a rough-looking gumshoe named MG, played by Aubrey Plaza, to help her catch the bad guys and maybe find her missing niece. They end up in bed together repeatedly. Is this love or just lust? And will Honey ever find out who's behind the crime wave? Honey Don't is a very light and fun detective story loaded with sex and violence that spoofs old-fashioned film noir movies. It quotes generously from directors like Russ Meyers, Faster Pussycat Kill Kill, and other cult classics. It's the work of Ethan Coen, one of the two Coen brothers, and his partner Trisha Cook. This is number two of a planned trilogy of lesbian crime movies. Cook is bisexual. Admittedly, I walked out of this movie scratching my head. It's highly entertaining, but very superficial and doesn't neatly tie up all the loose ends. But do you know what? After 24 hours thinking about it, I kind of like the way it doesn't completely finish. It feels like the first episode, the pilot of a TV detective serial. Margaret Qualley is terrific as Honey, and Aubrey Plaza looks and acts totally different from any of her recent roles. So if you're yearning for 90 minutes of forgettable sex, violence, and over-the-top characters, I think you'll like Honey, Don't. I did. Honey, Don't and Nuja 2 both open this weekend in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies Eats Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and my website, culturalmining.com.